Representative Rankin to the amendment.
Mr. Chairman, this bill moves $1 million from the so-called accounting fund, the $8 million, to the Colorado Tourism Office. And since the amendment doesn't clearly explain it, I should probably discuss what I intend to be done with that $1 million. First of all, let me say I do not intend this discussion to be a return to the debate over gun control. However, what I would like to point out is that we have a current and evolving problem that I think we can easily solve. And that is that the perception of the hunting community about what's going on in Colorado is causing a significant problem. I mean, I have a whole stack here of emails and press releases that you may have seen. I mean, recently we just had our first two cancellations of shooting clubs who were coming to Colorado. There was one in Montrose for July, had about 300 people showing up, and they just canceled. And this is not, you know, this is not a problem based on reality. It's really a problem based on perception and misunderstanding. When we had a debate on gun control, and Representative McCann, where are you? I apologize for quoting you, Representative McCann, but when you and I were talking about the perception of hunters of our gun control bills, we actually ended up agreeing on something. And if I can quote Representative McCann, I think we need to do a public education effort. There is confusion over our gun laws. So, and this confusion is causing us to lose hunters and tourism and revenue. And I think we have a solution. We have an organization in the advertising arm of the Colorado Tourism Organization that does an outstanding job. We actually return more per dollar in state revenue than any other state with our tourism advertising campaign. And these people are really pros. They know how to reach out on a very targeted basis. We can, and right now the Attorney General's office is going through an interpretation of our laws and how they apply to different segments. We can actually put this together in a public relations campaign. We can reach out to the hunter community and we can turn around some of this perception and still save a lot of our large segment of a $1 billion business this year. This can be done. So, you know, what I ask for here is some additional money and some direction to these people who are already doing a fantastic job of bringing tourism and outdoor people to our state, and let's see if we can't fix this problem. So thank you for your attention, and, you know, please support this. We actually really need to get the word out on how these gun laws actually affect tourism and hunters. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.